Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for listening in. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. Welcome to the show. Have a great show set up for you this evening, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. The call-in number to the show, if you want to call in and weigh in on the topic, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Please call in and give me your opinion, give me your statement, or even just call to say hello. I don't mind that either. This is your show. I'm just here kind of working things on the backside for you. So, but this is your show. Get on the show. Take over the show. I don't mind, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our show tonight is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. 0244. All right. Now, guys, those of you who didn't get a chance to write down, or maybe you were riding in your car when you were listening to the show about beef stir fry recipe, I do have that up on my blog. So if you want to go to the blog and get that, you can go to the blog. The blog address is funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com, okay? And the way you spell that is funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. And you can go there and you can get that recipe. I believe you can print that off there. Don't hold me to that, but I believe you can print that off there. I'll get my people to find that out and make sure. But you can go there and write everything down if you want. Or you can do the thing you do on a computer where you take a picture of the page or something, it's called, something like that, and you can print that. And so you have the recipe, okay? Try it, and then come back to Funheads Blog and give your comment, whether you liked it or disliked it, or whether you're going to maybe put it in as one of your monthly or bi-monthly meals that you do for your family. It's fast, it's quick, it's easy, and it's good, okay, which is the main thing, all right? So funheadsblog.blogspot.com. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834, okay? And before I get into the episode, today's episode, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, on my show page on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you who are on my show page on Blog Talk Radio listening to the show, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, you can set that up where you'll be following the show. You'll get daily show notes about the show. And then if you're on Facebook, you can follow the show on Facebook. Just go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at The Frank W Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W Show. So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you're on my show page at blogtalkradio.com, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. There are daily show notes that goes out to everyone about a half hour before the show. That way you won't miss the show. Okay? Now, again, guys, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834. Today's episode is called Valentine's Day. Is it a hoax? Valentine's Day, is it a hoax? Now I know that I'm going to get a ton of emails and probably get some comments, maybe even get a letter. That's one thing I hadn't got yet. I hadn't gotten a letter in the mail, but I'm still here kicking, so that may come one day. And but I do get lots of emails. I guess that's those are my letters, I guess. I don't keep them or anything. I usually delete them, especially those that are critical of me. Now, the reason I say that is because, guys, this is just real. This is just a talk show. And I'm not even a professional at this. I just picked it up and ran with it. Someone asked me, people ask me all the time, how did I start this show? And I tell them, but a lot of you guys know my story. I may do a bio show one day about myself so that you guys can understand who I am, where I come from, and how I got to this point in my life. It may be interesting. Hey, who knows? Okay? But today's show, so that's what I'm saying is that I know you're going to be upset with me, especially ladies, about this Valentine's Day show. Today's not Valentine's Day. It's the day before, so it's Valentine's Day Eve, I guess, if you want to call it. But the title of the show is Valentine's Day, Is It a Hoax? Now, the reason I say this is because I've been talking to some people, and they say, Frank, you ought to do a show telling men how, you know, some ideas about, you know, what to do for their significant other on Valentine's Day. Give them some suggestions. Well, I'll do that as well. But in the meantime, I just wanted to talk about Valentine's Day. Now, Valentine's Day to me has been something that I've been toiling with for years. And the reason I say that is because to me, it's really another day. And I do, you know, do things like flowers or in a card, things like that. But I don't anymore. I'm going to say this. I don't anymore. I don't get into the going out to restaurants, to all the crowded restaurants. There's nowhere to eat in Atlanta on Valentine's Day. Because all the guys that are out there trying to grab a hold of these women, trying to impress someone or what have you, they got all the restaurants packed up. You know, they canned in flowers and standing at the door ready to take her out for a nice dinner. Well, I did that. I did those things. I even do it now. But I don't do it on that day simply because of the crowds. Okay? You can do it the next day. You can do it the day before. Or you can do it that day. Doesn't really matter to me. I'm just saying that, and you know, restaurants make record money on Valentine's Day. Flower shops make record sales on Valentine's Day. That's another thing, flowers. What's the deal with flowers? Red roses. It's an old tradition. You know what I think, guys? I think that if you buy her a plant with red, some bright red within the plant, give it to her, it'll last one, two things. It's going to last a lot longer than roses. Roses only last, what, maybe a week. Okay? Then they're going to throw them out. But if you get her a plant with red in it, she can keep that plant for years if she's pretty good at taking care of house plants. And another thing, you know, you should have at least 10 house plants all within your house. At least 10 house plants within your house. These plants pull in toxins that you breathe in every day when you come in the house. So they clean the air. And you need at least 10 of them to do a great job at cleaning the air inside the home. I don't have 10 in my house, but I'm headed there, okay? And but that'll give her something to take care of. And then at the same time, every time she waters it or sees it, she'll think about you and you giving her that plant at Valentine's Day. Now, she may think about you with the roses and all for the first few days, but then they're going to start falling over and drooping and looking bad. You're going to have to throw them out. It's going to be over. But I heard someone say, this is the day, Valentine's Day is the day you show love to your significant other or your boyfriend or your spouse or whatever. Well, I believe that. But what about the other 364 days out of the year? You're not showing love then? That's why I say, guys, take care of your girl. Take care of your wife. Take care of your spouse. Take care of your significant other. Whomever she is, whatever she is to you, take care of her. Okay? You may have 3-4 women. You're going to have to spend a lot of money. Take care of everybody. Okay? But, you know, but you grab that one, take care of her, show her love all the time. Not just on Valentine's Day. Oh, I love you, baby, today. Today, what about the other 364 days? But this is another day that flower shops have record numbers. They're up all night tonight and last night putting together arrangements and all this stuff to deliver on tomorrow to offices throughout the United States. Now, that's a question. Is Valentine's Day recognized in other countries? I wonder. I don't know the answer to that. If you do, call into the show and tell me. 818-301-5834. The title of the show, Valentine's Day, is it a hoax? Now, another thing to think about is, like I said, flower shops are making record sales. They can live months off the money that they're going to make tomorrow or this week. And then guess what? You can order flowers from a flower shop and want to have them delivered. You'll pay for it. They're going to take your money. They're going to say, we'll have it there on Valentine's Day. And they can't deliver because it's impossible for them to take care of the amount of orders that they have to get them delivered. But what they're going to do, they're going to take your money anyway. You're never going to see it again. And it may be Friday, the day after Valentine's Day, when your person get their flowers. I've even heard of 2 days later, people getting their flowers. Okay? So, you know, that's a bad sign on you guys. Okay, you go online, type in, you know, you order your flowers to be sent to her at, you know, whatever time on Thursday. You want them to get to her office so you can impress the other women there at the office. Okay? Because she's got that pressure on you saying that if you don't give me flowers, if I don't get flowers to come to my office, you're a dead man. But you order the flowers, you go through, you put in your stuff and all that, you got it done. Sit back. Okay, I'm done with that. I ain't got to worry about it. I just spent $100 on a dozen roses. And then they don't even make it. She calls you and say, did you send me flowers? You're like, oh, yeah, I sent you some flowers. You got them, baby. No. I didn't. Now your name's Mutt with 15 D's on the end. So now when you get home that evening, she's upset with you for sure because she didn't get flowers, but some of the other girls in the office, they got flowers. That's a hoax, man. That's a hoax. It's easier to go to the store, get you a plant with red in it, take it to the house, give it to her. That's better than the roses. It's my personal opinion, guys. That's all. It's less expensive than the roses. Lasts longer than the roses. If it's nice, she's going to enjoy it more than she enjoyed the roses. And a card. What's the big deal? Food, going out to eat Valentine's Day, that's a hoax. Stay home. Cook her a nice dinner. Whatever she likes. And then why is Valentine's Day catered to the women? Why isn't that catered to men? What does this day mean? It means that men love the woman, but the woman doesn't love the man? Is that the deal? I don't even want mine spending money like that for a day that's not, you know, it's not there. It's just not there for me anymore. When we were coming up through high school and all this stuff in college, Valentine's Day, yeah. But now, come on, man. Come on. You know, all the restaurants stacked up in Atlanta. I bet if you call tonight, you can't get a reservation for tomorrow. I don't care where you call in Atlanta, you're not going to get a reservation for tomorrow. It's too late. You should have called like Christmas Eve and made you a reservation for tomorrow night. It's crazy. Prices are jacked up across the board on all roses, red, white, yellow. Jacked up. Guess what? The plants with the red in it, take my advice, guys. That price is not jacked up. That price is twice less expensive than the roses. For what you'd spend on getting her a plant and going out and buying some nice steaks and potatoes or whatever and having a dinner and a bottle of wine, okay, that you pay for one dozen of roses that's going to die. So listen to what I'm saying, guys. I'm going to roll here. That's my idea for guys to do on Valentine's Day. Everybody said, Frank, you need to do a show telling people what to do on Valentine's Day. Give some guys some ideas. That's my idea. That's my idea. Right there. That's my idea. Roses, you know. Dinner at the Chops. Man. Nah. Roses, $100. Chops, $150. You spent $250. We're going to talk about gas. We spent $250 one day on Valentine's. What kind of frackle-knackle bull is that? That's all I'm saying. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our show today was Valentine's Day. Is it a hoax? And, guys, you got your own opinion about it. I have mine. I know you're going to send me emails and this and that about it, but I don't care. We may talk about this again tomorrow, because tomorrow is what? Valentine's Day. You know, some people care more about Valentine's Day than they do Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. They care more about Valentine's Day than they care about even watching the ecumenical service on his birthday or on his assigned birthday. You know what I'm saying? Priorities, put your priorities right there. Is Valentine's Day real high on your priority list? Is it? It's another day. February 14th is going to start at midnight. It's going to end at midnight. It's no longer than 24 hours. It's no longer than today, the 13th. You know, you're still going to wake up. You're still going to shower the same. You're going to do everything the same. It's not a different day. Okay? Guys, I got about a minute and a half left in the show. I want to say thank you for listening in to the show. And I hope you had a great day at work today. Hope you have a great night. I hope everyone has a great day tomorrow. I hope you can join me for the show at 6:30 tomorrow afternoon. But I believe you'll be waiting at the restaurant tomorrow while I'm doing the show. While you're waiting at the restaurant, you can call into the show and listen to the show. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. And again, listen tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here, same place, on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, guys, and take care.
Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach about.
gone, Carl. Laura.
Baby, I'm at the window at Chick-fil-A. I didn't have time to get your fish. I'm so sorry. I got you a spicy chicken sandwich meal, okay?
Hello?
All right. I apologize. I just got caught up on time because I got to get me to practice at 7:30. I'll see you in about 10 to 15 minutes. I'm pulling up at the window to get the food now.
All right.
Bye-bye.